You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner. We're back with Lux Life Discovered and our new segment called Ask the Doctor. We have Shannon Richmond, my co-host, is with us, and also Dr. Robert Howard from Optimize You. So we are ready to begin this new segment. We're excited about it. And Shannon, ask the first question.
So we've asked people to email in a question if they had it, and if it's selected, we will say it on the air. And I have Megan from Inlet Beach, and she wants to know, she goes to the doctor once a year. Her husband does not. What can you tell her husband to make him want to get more health for himself?
It's a good question, because many men don't want to go to the doctor. Part of the reason women have learned longer life expectancies is that they're really good at keeping up with their routine health. As far as motivating men to get to the doctor, that's a tough one. I don't know if there's anything really magical that you can say. I think in a lot of different men's health journeys, there comes a point in your life where you begin to take that seriously. And I often say in my practice that, you know, you can't will someone to good health. You can't want something for them. But I think continuing to encourage them, you know, let them know that there are certain health conditions that are seen as preventable out that with routine health and screenings you can get on top of. So I encourage everyone to have a yearly physical and lab work, just to begin with that.
Men and women.
Men and women.
Okay. Perfect. And so you could help men and women both?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Great question from Megan. Rick, do you have a question?
I do.
And then I'll go to my next one.
Well, Steve, and he's from Inlet Beach also. He wanted to know, have you seen the men's health coverage? We're going to start that again. This is from Steve in Inlet Beach, and he wanted to see how you've seen men's health coverage change over the years.
How has treatment changed, or just trends in men's health?
The trends,
health? Yeah. So men's health still lags behind, or men's mental health still lags behind women's health as far as access to care. Men are not as likely to seek preventive healthcare measures such as routine screenings, whether that be colon cancer screenings or prostate screenings, for example. But in terms of mental health, you still see a reluctance of men to seek mental health treatment. Mm-hmm. I think that's changing, fortunately. I think some of the cultural norms that are associated with, that are sort of a barrier for mental health, are sort of waning in a sense, where I think men, if you look at the current state of affairs in our country, as far as mental health goes, considering antidepressants are some of the most common prescribed classes of medications out there, that gives you a good indication of really where we are in terms of mental health. So I think in terms of men's mental health, I think men are increasingly being able to say, you know, I'm not okay and need to get help with something.
Right. And there's not a shame in that.
And there's no shame in
that.
No.
And I think that's one of the stigmas that men think of. It's like, if something's wrong with me, then I'm weak. Or, you know what I'm saying? That type thing. So, all right, Shannon, do you have another one?
I do. So we have one from Randy in Dallas, Texas. And he says, I'm a 40-year-old man, and I found that I have very low T. I'm taking blood pressure medications and medication for diabetes. Is that a problem?
So he could still receive testosterone therapy. And is that sort of the question?
Yes.
Okay. So he can still receive testosterone therapy. We would just need to make sure that the blood pressure is in check. Diabetes can actually improve along with being on testosterone. There's adequate diet, fat loss, so forth, and making sure that you're not eating excess carbohydrates, making sure that you're staying on top of your diabetes medication and regimen. So that's certainly, it's a possibility. I think we'd have to look a little bit more about the symptoms that are going on, and kind of go from there.
So he wouldn't stop those medications to take something that you would give him for
correct
to boost it. No. He would can take, you would review it, and he would be able to take his medications plus whatever you give him to help him.
Yes, we might make some changes to it, but in general, we would still want those conditions being treated.
Right. Okay, Randy, you heard that.
Okay, and I have one question for myself. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the mental health on the previous podcast. We've covered the questions now. Diet. How, of course, we know diet is important, but for men, diet comes last sometimes. Mm-hmm. So where does diet play?
Well, I think in men, we really see that in our 30s and 40s when we start putting on the oh, love yeah. handles, right? You know, it's... diet is extremely important, and if you think about kind of culturally, and you know, kind of joke about, you know, where we live, the West Kentucky diet is not necessarily a very healthy one, right? High in carbohydrates, high in fat, yeah. and way too many calories. So, helping people dial that back in and make sure they're eating, you know, healthy foods. Quite interestingly, you know, we all can't eat clean, right? We all don't eat. Live stress-free lives,
right,
and we're often on the go. So I do try to encourage people to meal prep as best as they can, or at least plan your meals throughout the week, using a calorie tracker such as the Lose It app, tracking your calories throughout the day, which is actually a great app and measures your weight, all of your calories, and can find pretty much any meal that you consume and put it in this app. So as far as caloric expenditure, I think that really varies for a lot of different people depending on their goals. So if you're looking at, you know, you want to have a calorie surplus if you're interested in building muscle mass, calorie deficit if you're interested in losing weight, and finding that balance is often hard to do.
Right.
But the main thing, you know, I often tell people, you know, you can have a cheat meal every now and then. You can have, you know, things that you just don't eat that every meal, right?
Right.
You know, I think if you eat maybe 80% of the time, try to eat healthy. And the other 20% on the weekends, you know, you can lighten up a little bit and enjoy things that you normally enjoy. So, okay. And just kind of making sure that you're training, you're getting some type of athletic cardio training during the week or resistance training of some kind as well.
Okay. All right. That's our first installment of Ask the Doctor. And we appreciate you being here, Dr. Howard. And we're excited about this segment because we feel like with men's health, it's kind of a issue that a lot of men don't address. So we want to be preemptive in that and help some men out there and women. And so if you have a question you'd like to have considered to be aired, we'd like for you to email that information. Go to Lex Life Discovered, complete the form with your question, and we will see if we can get it on the air for you. And so until next time, this is Ask the Doctor, sponsored by Optimize You, and thank you.
Thanks.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.